نستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهد الله فهو المهتد ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا. وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وسلم. قال الله في كتابه العزيز: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. وقال كذلك: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. أما بعد، فإن أصدق الحديث كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، فإن كل محدثة بدعة وكل بدعة ضلالة وكل ضلالة في النار، وما توعدون لآت وما أنتم بمعجزين. ثم أما بعد، My dear respected brother in Islam, we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we put our trust in Allah and we seek assistance from Allah and we seek refuge to Allah from the evil of our passions. Whomsoever Allah guide, no one can misguide. Whomsoever Allah misguide, no one can guide. I bear witness that there is no deity worthy of worship except Allah, Rabbul Alameen. And I bear witness that Muhammad, he is slave and the last of all prophets. The best, you must know that the best speech is the Al-Quran, Kalamullah, and the best course, tradition is the Sunnah of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. The worst of all affairs is innovation and addition to the religion of Islam. Indeed, every addition to the religion of Islam is an innovation, and every innovation is misguidance, and every misguidance will lead to hellfire. I adjure you to fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. Fear Allah to the best of your ability and die not except in the state of Islam. My class today, inshallah, is about the Quran. Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala named it Al-Quran. Al-Quran is the form of exaggeration. Linguistically, is form of exaggeration. We call it mubalagha. That means it's the most read. And it's been named this way because it's the most read. And also, the Quran has other names, like the dhikr. We call it dhikr, reminder, remembrance, and also we call it al-furqan, means the criteria between the falsehood and the right, and the righteousness. And there is no other book whatsoever is most is read like the Quran. Any book, no other book, no Shakespeare book, no any other book is being read like the Quran. On a daily basis, the Muslims all around the globe will open the Quran, the book of Allah, and will read it. Some of them read it off the book, some of them read it off their heart. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, above all that, He preserved it. And He protected by His mercy. The Quran is as it is from the day being revealed to the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Muslims read it every day. They read it, whether they are Arabs, or they are not Arabs, but they read it in their salah, they read it in their outside of the salah, they read it even while riding, they read it while laying down on their sides. And this is the type of remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The Qur'an, it will be our defender if we read it and recite it in the hereafter. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said in the hadith what is narrated by Muslim, اقرأوا القرآن فإنه يأتي يوم القيامة شفيعا لأصحابه. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, read the Quran. Indeed it will come in the day of judgment, a defender, it will intercede to its own people. It will defend its own people. Who are they, those people, that the Quran will be as a defender, as an attorney for them? Those who read the Quran and recite the Quran and memorize the Quran in this worldly life, in a day, in a night, and also practice the Quran. Not only read the Quran, but also practice the Quran. We must read the Quran, that it is beneficial to us in this worldly life as well in the hereafter. Just imagine that every letter you read is equal to 10 blessings. So there is a motivation. Allah puts a motivation in reading the Quran. That motivation actually is the blessing in this life and hereafter. When you read the Quran, you are getting close more to Allah. When you read the Quran, you succeed in the hereafter. And when you read the Quran, when you read the Quran, it's really, it does increase your iman. Because you're contemplating in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said. You are not reading only, but also you contemplate in what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala saying in the Quran. Allah said many times, he said, go, walk in the, on the earth, see the signs of Allah. Walk, see the signs of Allah. Did not they see the moon, that Allah created the moon and the sun and the mountains, and he made the mountains as specks? Well-formed in the land, in the earth, in the ground. Allah talks also about the skies and the heavens. Haven't they seen the skies and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala well built those heavens? Haven't they seen the signs of Allah? All Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is talking there about these signs in the Quran itself. Even how the baby is being Allah, how the stages being the baby being created. How the baby being created. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about it in the Quran. Allah talk about the day of resurrection and the Quran for us to contemplate. So every time you read the Quran, your iman increases. Plus, you get the blessing for each letter. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, in Hadith Hasan, sound and authentic, by Imam al-Tirmidhi, he said, whosoever reads a letter of the Book of Allah, he has one good deed. And one good deed is equal to 10 blessings. I don't say al-Islamim, which is a word consists of the three letters. I don't say al-Islamim, it's one letter, but al-Islamim is a word consists of three letters. Alif by itself, and lam by itself, and meem by itself. So this is each time you read. Let's say Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. If you read Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim, how many letters are they? There are 19 letters in the name, when you say in the name of Allah, the most merciful, the most beneficent. There are 19 letters. Those 19 letters are equal to 190 blessings. Allah will bless you 190. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also, the Quran, I said, besides that he will intercede on the behalf of those people who used to read it on continuous basis and consistent way. Because also the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam stressing this meaning in this regard, in another hadith that was narrated by Imam Muslim, he said, يُؤْتَ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ بِالْقُرْآنِ وَأَهْلَهِ الَّذِينَ كَانُوا يَعْمَلُونَ بِهِ فِي الدُّنْيَا تَقْدُمُهُ سُورَةُ الْبَقَرَةِ وَآلَ عِمْرَانِ تُحَاجَّانِ عَنْ صَاحِبِهِمَا. In the day of judgment, and look at the difference between the two hadith. The first hadith said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that the Qur'an, he said, read the Qur'an and recite the Qur'an, it will come as an intercede for its own people in the day of a judgment. The second hadith, he said, in the day of a judgment, the Qur'an will come and its people, those who used to practice the Qur'an. So actually he's reading the Qur'an, reciting the Qur'an, memorizing the Qur'an, and more importantly is practicing the Qur'an, carrying out the Qur'an. As we know, it's very well famous statement in the mouths of the imams nowadays, that they all the time they say the Sahaba used to what to do? They used to learn 10 verses of the Qur'an, and then they will practice it first. After they fully practice it, then they go and learn another more 10 verses of the Quran. And this is consistent with this hadith, that the people in the day of judgment and the Quran, those who used to practice the Quran, those who used to carry out what's in the Qur'an in this worldly life, and the first two surahs that will come is Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2, and Surah number 3, the family of Al-Imran. They will come to defend their own people, these two surahs. Those people who practicing the Qur'an. both these surahs, surah number 2 and surah number 3, they will come to defend the one who used to practice the Qur'an. Practice the Qur'an. So what does it mean, I practice the Qur'an? You practice the Qur'an because Allah said, وَبَشِّرْ عِبَادِ الَّذِينَ يَسْتَمِعُونَ الْقَوْلِ فَيَتَّبِعُونَ أَحْسَنَهُ. They are tied into my slaves who hear the speech and they follow the best of it. They follow the best of it. You hear the verse and you must follow the best of that verse. That means the best of the interpretation of that verse. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us to forgive our brothers in a verse in the Quran, and that's what Allah, He likes, because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, for example, those who forgive those people, He said, after He said, those who break their wrath and forgive people, and Allah certainly loves those who are benevolent, those who are magnanimous, and He's generous and forgiving. Okay? If you hear this one, this verse, Allah is telling you this is what He loves. He loves those who are good, those who are benevolent, those who are magnanimous, and He's generous and forgiving. So you must carry out this verse in your life. You must carry out this verse in your life. Because you read it. You read it, you contemplate upon it, and now you go and practice it. That means when you come between the choice to forgive and not to forgive, it's better to forgive. Because Allah showed you which sides He likes. Those who break their wrath, those who suppress their wrath, and forgive people and Allah, and Allah certainly loves those who are benevolent, those who are generous and forgiven, those who are good. And you listen to this verse, so He said, I have to practice. But if you're going to hold the grudges, and He said, no, I ain't going to forgive. That's my right, I ain't going to forgive. Well, you are not carrying out what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to do. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, get rid of usury, riba, usury. Usury, as we know, is haram in the Quran. It's haram in Islam. And He said, well, I really needed this to deal with usury for certain things that I needed to be done in my life. I must do it. I gotta have the loan from the bank regardless if there is usury involved or not. And I have to do it because I need it. So you are not really practicing the Quran. You read the Quran. It's been recited to you. But yet, you have been put it into action. When you hear Allah in the Quran saying, they said, وَعِبَادُ الرَّحْمَنِ الَّذِينَ يَمْشُونَ عَلَى الْأَرْضِ هَوْنًا, and the slaves of Allah who walk on the earth with humility, that means with humbleness. The slaves of Allah, the slaves of the Exalted One, and if the ignorant one addressed them with evil, they would say peace. They would say peace. How many of us have not been targeted these days by the mouths of those who don't fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? So we must say peace. That's the best way. If we hear The verse that said, تَتَجَافَى جُنُوبُهُمْ عَنِ الْمَضَاجَ. Those who are in their beds, but they are twisting sides from one side to another, asking Allah and hoping with hope and fear. They are twisting aside their sides for with hope and fear, hoping that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, hoping for Jannah and fearing the punishment of Allah. Hoping for Jannah. So here he contemplates and he said, I have to be among those when I go to my bed, that I will have to twist aside and with hope and fear that Allah, even the believers, will not leave the remembrance of Allah and hoping from Allah and fearing Allah's punishment even in the bed. Even in the bed they twist aside. They twist this side and that side, fearing and hope. So when you read, it's not enough to read or recite and memorize, but it is to carry out. Practicing the Quran. Practicing the Quran, and this is the most barrier for many people who recite the Quran, but yet they don't practice the Quran. So in general, or to sum up, if Allah asks you to do something this way, you must do it that way, the way that Allah wants you to do it. Because the believers say, سَمَعْنَا وَأَطَعْنَا غُفْرَانَكَ رَبَّنَا وَإِلَيْكَ الْمَصِيرُ. We hear and we obey, O Allah, forgive us, and to you our return. We hear and we obey. We hear and we obey. When you hear that the believer does not have a choice over what the Prophet, what Allah and the Prophet chose already for him or for them, you go to surrender. For this, my dear respected brothers and sisters, and in Islam we are named Muslims. Muslims means to surrender to the will of Allah. Whatever Allah said, and He is the Prophet, we say we hear and we obey. Not to put our opinion or our lust or our desire and our ego to be the first above what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and He is the Prophet want us to do. So if you have the choice to do what Allah commanded you and the Prophet, you do what Allah and He, the Prophet, commanded you to do. You haste to do that. And this is you practicing what you hear in the Quran, or what you recite in the Quran, or what you hear the Quran. This is the carrying out. This is the most important part of the Quran. That we must carry out what's in the Quran. We must read and recite the Quran because the Messenger of Allah says, تَرَكْتُ فِيكُمْ مَا إِنْ عَتَصَمْتُمْ بِهِ لَنْ تَضُلُّوا بَعْدِي أَبَدًا كِتَابُ اللَّهِ. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, I have left behind me. If you hold fast to it, you will never go astray whatsoever. Is the book of Allah. Hold fast to it. Where I can hold fast to it? Hold fast to it physically? No. Hold fast to its meanings, its laws, its rules, what Allah legislated, what Allah laid down of rules, regulations, laws, you hold fast to them. You hold fast to everything that Allah commands you to do. This is what it means to hold fast. When we hold fast to what Allah commanded us to do, we will never go astray. We will never go astray. Kitab Allah. We must learn the Quran. And this cannot be done, my dear respected brothers and sisters in Islam, cannot be done without learning, without taking the time to learn the Quran. It's okay to read the Quran in English, but it would be much, much, much better to read the Quran in Arabic, because at that time you can contemplate much better. And you get the blessing. Or you can read the Quran in English to help you contemplate on the verses of the Quran. But if you get, you want to get the blessing of the qira'ah, of recitation of the Quran, memorizing the Quran, you must memorize it, you must recite it, you must read it in the Arabic language. So it will, you will have 10 blessings for each letter that you read. So everything that we do, is it free? No. We have to strive. You become Muslim, alhamdulillah, because you strive. You strive to look for the truth, to seek the truth, and you found it. Because you had that sincerity in you, and Allah knew in what in your heart. So He gave you this gift of Islam. And you must feel that sweetness of Islam. Because you had that eagerness to follow the truth, and Allah guided you to it. The same way you have to strive yourself to learn this deen. You have to strive yourself, because when you learn your deen, you are safer from many things. You are safer from falling into innovation. You are safe from being deceived by the wrong deviant groups, because you have knowledge. When you learn your deen, you are safe in all sides. You will practice better. Your iman will increase when you are learning your deen. Striving to learn your deen. The same way, when you strive to learn the Quran and read the Quran, the Arabic language is hard. All of us know that. But we must strive to make it to the Jannah. We must strive to make it to the Jannah. The merchandise of Allah is very expensive. The merchandise of Allah is the Jannah. As you strive, like I said earlier, you strive to make it to the truth, and you made it by Allah's will and Allah's mercy, you must strive to learn His deen. You must strive to learn the Quran. وَالَّذِينَ جَاهَدُوا فِينَا لَنَهْدِيَنَّهُمْ سُبُولَنَا وَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَمَعَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Allah said, those who are striving are themselves to our path. That means following Allah's path and no other path. The path of the deen, the path that will lead you to success in this life and the hereafter. And learning the Quran is the one of them that will lead you to the success in this life and the hereafter as well. So this is strive yourself in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah He said, those who strive themselves for our path, the path of the success that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala laid down, and no way Allah will give it to you free till you make the effort. Allah does not give you anything free, just give it to you for free. He will give it to you when you make the effort, even the slight effort. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless that effort and He will guide you till you get it. Of course, you're not going to sit and read everything in English without making the effort to learn the Arabic. And he said, one day I will learn the Arabic language. You have to make the effort. You have to make the effort. I've seen your brother with us in this masjid al-Muslimin, that he is about 55 or 57 years old, and he is not shy to learn the Arabic language, to connect the letters together. So he said his short-term goal right now, is to learn how to read the Quran in its original form, the Arabic language, with the Arabic language. See, striving. This is striving. But Allah will bless it. Allah will bless it. When you do that on a consistent way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will show you the way and also will make it stick in your mind. Will stick, it will open for you. It will open for you ways to make what you learn stick in your heart and stick in your mind so you will never forget it. And little by little, surely enough that you will be able to read the Quran in Arabic. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, خَيْرُكُمْ مَنْ تَعَلَّمَ الْقُرْآنِ وَعَلَّمَهُ, narrated by Bukhari. The best among you, who? He said, the best among you, who what? Who himself did not read the Quran but teaches the Quran? No. Himself, he acquired the Quran. And he learned the Quran and transmits the what he learned to others. What you know better, a little bit better than others, you share it with others. Not only the knowledgeable one must teach you, but also the less knowledgeable one can teach you. If you know how to connect the letters and you know the vowels of the Quran, then you must do so to others. You know this part? He said, let me brother, let me sister, let me give you help and hand. I can give you help and hand on this part. I know how to do the vowels, I know the kasra, I know the fatha, I know the dhamma, I know the both of them when you put them together, you call it tanween. I know all of these and I want to read and you will get it. Brothers, let me, and sisters in Islam, let me just tell you, I'm just being honest with you. Here the foreigners who came to this country, of course not for the sake of Allah, most of them, I'm talking about the Muslims, not for the da'wah purpose or to spread the deen of Allah, like the Sahaba used to do. Their main goal is to spread the deen of Allah. But they came here for the sake of the dollar. For the sake of to make it. Because less opportunities are there are in their own land. Some of them do not even speak English. But because he knows the only way for him to get a job, he must profess and master the English language. Some of them, they will go to this institution, and some of them, I know myself, they go to the churches. The churches are very busy and have business schedule and agenda to teach the foreigners among Muslims and others, the English language. They go and it's free. Why? Why these foreigners go for? Like I said, they go for the sake of the dollar. This is just, subhanAllah, if this is for the sake or only for the dollar, and look at them, a lot of them, they go and they go for one semester, two, three semesters, and 1 year sometimes, and some of them even 2 years. He will keep going. How about us, you guys, who are Americans, don't need no English, but your noble task is better than theirs, million times. He said, how come? Because you are learning the Arabic language, you don't need no English, you already got the job, you have a job, anybody can take you for a job, for the halal job, because you have the English language, you are native. You don't even have an accent like I do. So you don't have really to worry about that part. But you are acquiring the Arabic language for Allah's sake. Compare both of them and see, put each one of them on the scale. The foreigners among Muslims who came here, they are learning the English for the sake of the dollar. A few of them maybe speaking the English so they will be able to convey the message of Islam. And that's rarely and seldom to be seen. This is on one side. And it's on the other side, you guys, Americans, among Americans who have become Muslims, you are learning the Quran, the Arabic language for Allah's sake. Tell me, which one is more weighty in the sight of Allah? Which one is more weighty? The acquisition of the English language for the sake of dollar and prestige, or the acquisition of Arabic language for Allah's sake? Remember that hadith the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if someone does anything and associates partner with Allah or associates anything, he said anything, Allah will not accept that. So if it is sincerely for Allah, so you have really good and noble goal to achieve, that you are going to learn the Arabic language for Allah's sake. And how much? Because if you do not learn the Arabic language, at least enough for you to read the Quran and those dua and hadith of the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, at least enough. You don't have to get the meaning. You can read the meanings in the English, but you must read it in Arabic. You must read it in Arabic, because the blessing lays in that reading in Arabic. The scholars have agreement that if you read the Quran in English, you're not going to get the blessing that the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, you get some blessing, but not the one that is said, if you read one letter, you get 10 blessings. If you read this, you get 10 times. That meant for the Arabic, when you read it for Arabic. Because the Quran, the Arabic one, is ta'abudi, that is worship. We read it worshiping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through it. But when you read it in English, you get Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give you reward, but that's not the reward that we say, Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for each letter you get 10 blessings. Also the ad'iyah, the supplication that last week I spoke about the supplication in the day, time, in the night, when you go to the bathroom, when you ride the vehicle, when you go to the market, when you go on the airplane, when you are about anything, basically anything, even when you are about to go to the court and you say, you know, because there is, you know, there is transgression, you fear of, the Prophet of Allah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam teaches us how, what to say, what supplication to use. When you go to the kuffar country or a city, there is a supplication. So all of these must be said in Arabic, so you will get the blessing. And also it increases your iman, and also it does bring you close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. More importantly, that will, this saying, when you say it in Arabic and the name of Allah is in your mouth, it will be more, your life will be all the time like that. You are accustomed to mention Allah all the time. Your heart, your whole limbs and body are accustomed. All of them are accustomed to the remembrance of Allah, are accustomed to all the time to put Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the heart. Always Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in your heart. So this is the best among us who? The best among us who learn the Quran and teaches it to us. The best among them, among us. So I must read the Quran. I must read the Quran. But how I can read the Quran if I don't have the tool, the key for the Quran? The tool for the key for the Quran is the Arabic language. So that one, there is a path, I cannot take it till I take that another one. It's like one in the college. You cannot take 400 biology, okay, or 400 class, which is in computer science, till you are taking, you take the, till you take 380 biology. Prerequisite. This is what has been prerequisite in the college. In the college, they don't let you take anything, you know, jump, you know, from, you are a fresh, you know, fresh student and freshman, and you want to jump to 411 courses. They don't give it to you. The same way, if you want the blessing, you must get the key to the key, which is learning the Arabic language, and you'll be able, at least, I'm saying at least without even, you know, knowing the meaning of it, at least you will be able to read the Quran and read the Hadith, even though if you have some difficulties. Because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, he said, الَّذِي يَقْرَأُ الْقُرْآنَ وَهُوَ مَاهِرٌ بِهِ مع السفرة الكرام البررة والذي يقرأ القرآن ويتعتع فيه وهو عليه شق له أجران. Agreed upon. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, the one who reads the Quran and he is excellent in reading it, and he is with the angels. He is with the angels. He is in the company of the angels. Okay? The angels who do not disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He will be with them in the hereafter. But the one who reads the Quran and he is hard on him, that means he says, Bismillahi Rahmani Rahim. Me, ma, li, ki, yaw, mi, di. This, if he does this, the one does this. Okay? And it is hard on him. He will have two rewards. Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam provided the room. He gave the room for those, even those who do not know how to read the Quran well. This is more opportunity open. So even if you are not, because the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I'm very sure that he encountered maybe in his own life those who convert among the Persians or those who are not native speakers of Arabic, and they had shown some difficulty, and they had experienced some difficulty. So the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, those who are reading the Quran, but they are hard on them. The Quran is very hard to read, and they are reading with, like piece by piece, they have two rewards. Is more any than that? This is more opportunities for you to read the Quran. And not to be afraid what are the results will be. The results are with Allah. Don't look at the results. If you have sincere intention to do it for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's sake, you will see after a few months or a few years how well you are in reading the Quran. Of course, you must start with yourself, then others. Of course, we need to strive, like I said, to learn the Quran, because many things in Islam depend on learning. We hear classes and lectures not to enjoy or to entertain ourselves as much as to learn and to practice. And to practice what we have learned. It's the best, that's why the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, glad tidings to the one who listens to the word and they follow the best of it. It's good to learn, to listen to khutbah, or to listen to a lecture, or listen to a lesson or a class, but if those classes and lectures and khutbah did not motivate me, then so actually it is kind of, it's close to like a doom or a catastrophe. Must motivate me to do it. I said, alhamdulillah, today I have learned this and I'm going ahead and practice it. I'm going to practice, because when you practice, you don't forget. When you don't practice it, you forget it. You forget it easily, like this. I learned a little bit Arabic today, and how to connect those letters together, I'm going to be reading today. I don't care. I'm going to put tapes. I know some brothers who put tapes and record themselves. And after 5-6 months after learning Arabic, they record themselves and they compare both of versions, and they found the biggest gap between the first recording and the last recording. You see how much you are improving. So this is how you motivate yourself. And have the intention when you are here in this web, listening to lectures, always have the intention that doing it for Allah's sake, and you want Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to benefit you from this lecture, from this class, from this khutbah, so you can come out with something. I know you cannot encompass everything that being said to you or being taught, you cannot, but you will be able, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to open up your heart and be able to contemplate on some instead of all. At the end, I have only few minutes, inshallah, that the less we hold to the book of Allah, the more disgrace will strike us. Look at the Muslims around you and you will see why they are the way they are. Why they are bound. Why they are backwards. Not because they fail to bring technology to their own home. Not because they fail to to race in technology or industrial revolutions, but they fail to hold fast to the book of Allah, to the book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The book of Allah, you must know that it is complete and valid for all times. Valid for all times. Nation must take the Quran as the only constitution for their laws. The Quran is the only constitution for the Muslims' lives. The Quran, this Quran that Allah prayed, that no falsehood will come within its hands, and no falsehood which will come to it from behind. Allah will elevate people with the Quran. As the hadith of the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Muslim, he said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَرْفَعُ بِهَذَا الْكِتَابِ أَقْوَامًا وَيَضَعُ بِهِ آخَرِينَ. Indeed, Allah elevates with this book people, and he lowers others with this book. With the Quran, Allah. Who he lowers? Allah. He lowers those who do not practice the Quran. Those who preach the Quran but do not practice the Quran. Those who memorize the Quran but actually they do not practice the Quran. And that's why the three people who the hellfire will start will be fueled in the day of judgment is one of them. Three people. One of them is the one who said, Oh Allah, I learned the Quran. I learned the Quran for your sake. And Allah will tell him, You lied. But you learn the Quran so they can say, you memorize the Quran so they will say, you are a memorizer of Quran. So they will say, you are Hafiz. And he will order Allah to be dragged to the, he will order the person to be dragged to the hellfire. May Allah protect us from that. And this is when the people, this is Allah, the people that he will lower. Those kind of people Allah will lower because they did not practice the Quran. Because they read the Quran and know the verses of Allah. But yet when the opportunity comes, to fulfill and to practice and to show the importance and of the verse, they don't go by it. They don't follow it. They follow other things. They follow their desires because and they tend to forget what Allah told them in this opportunity, in this case, how to deal with. Even Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala talked about the divorce, what to do about the divorce, what, how to do, but when the person, when I, may Allah protect us, he's about to divorce his wife, and he knows the ayat, the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has been revealed, how they are being revealed about the divorce, that he will go the other way. He will go his way, and he is not, he prefers other ways other than Allah's way. This is the people that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will lower. Those people who do not hold fast to the book of Allah. Those who are, and especially those that, like I said, those who know the Quran, like they know their own children. But yet, they don't prefer to practice the Quran. But Allah will elevate those who practice the Quran. Those who use the Quran as their only constitution in the life. Those who practice fully the Quran. Those when the verses of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala be recited to them, they will say, we hear and we obey and we have no opinion on that. When those are Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will elevate, but the others who did the opposite, Allah will lower them to the bottom. If we hold fast to the book of Allah, Allah will put us above any people. But if we give our backs to the Quran, Allah causes us to be in the lower, in the lowest level. So my dear respected brothers, to summarize, we must read, recite, the Quran. Contemplate on the Quran. As you know, reading and recitation and memorization of the Quran don't come only by learning the key for that, which is learning the Arabic. Secondly, we must contemplate on the Quran. As Allah commanded us on many ayahs and many verses, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala asks us and orders us and commands us to contemplate on the signs of Allah. Contemplate on the Quran. Thirdly, we must govern ourselves with the Quran. The laws, the regulations, all what's in the Quran that regulate our life, we must implement it fully. Fourth, the Quran is a means to increase our iman and our devotion in life. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, if we send down the Quran on a mountain, you will see it split asunder from the fear of Allah. From the fear of Allah. The Quran, if it's been sent down on a mountain, it will split asunder. Why? From the fear of Allah. So the Quran will increase our iman, increase our devotion to Allah, and increases our certainty about the hereafter, about Allah's punishment, about Allah's reward. This is all the Quran, my dear respected brother. We should not be in envy to anyone. We should not envy anyone, but we should envy in a good way. We should envy in a good way the one man, as the Prophet of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, a man that Allah gave him the Quran, and he recited standing up during the hours of the night and during the hours of the day, and a man that Allah gave him money and wealth, and he spent it during the hours of the night and during the hours of the day agreed upon. At the end, I come to say that if we do not do this, Allah will cause us to be in the lower in the bottom. And Allah knows best. أقول قولي هذا واستغفر الله لي ولكم فاستغفروه إنه الغفور الرحيم. Whatever I said of good is from Allah only, and whatever I said bad and wrong, may Allah forgive me, and it is from myself and the shaitan, and may Allah reward you for your attentivity or attentiveness, and inshallah I will see you next week, inshallah around 6 o'clock, 6 p.m. the same inshallah time, same channel. May Allah reward you all. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.